Where's Jen?
Go to Charles.
Charles.
I'm gonna do this for Jen. Tell her, yes, you can tell her about it.
It's a weird Derek.
That's a joke.
It's a bad joke.
And he had a joke.
It was this kid, and he loved tractors. And he was mad about tractors, and he had pictures of tractors up all over his walls, and he had fucking dinky toy tractors and loads of tractors. And he got to his 16th birthday, and his mum and dad says to him, "What do you want for your birthday?" And he's like, "A tractor." And he gets the tractor, you know, drives the tractor to school and doing all these things with his tractor, loves his tractor. One day his mum says, "Take the bins down to the bottom of the fucking lane there for the binman coming." Grant says, "See, I'll do it with my tractor." Puts the bins in the tractor, spins down to the bottom of the lane, does a sharp turn, runs over the dog. The dog's dead. Oh, fuck. He goes right off tractors. Takes down all the posters off the wall, goes to the car boot sales, sells other models, you know. Time passes, you know. Meets this girl and he's like, "You're nice." And she's like, "You're nice." You should go out. So, "Oh yeah, okay." So we go to the pub. They're in the smoking room in the pub. The place is fucking thick this morning. She's like, and he's like, "I'll sort that." And he goes like this. He goes, and there's not a wisp of smoke in the place. And she's like, "That's amazing. How did you do that?" He says, "It's easier. I'm an ex-tractor fan." Here's my quote. "My tiger sat and scratched and swore. She beat the ground and let out a mighty roar. With whiskers stiff and talons sharp, she scared me silly, she scared me daft. She chased me up and down a tree, and just when I thought that I was free, she lashed me with her velvet claw and rattled all the teeth in my lower jaw. I wasn't standing for that. I nearly punched her back right on the nose, and from her eyes the tears they flowed. But she stood her ground and she growled loud. I turned around and jumped about and I flew as fast as I could flee. Right up to the top of a great big tree. When I stopped and looked back down to the ground, there wasn't any sign there was a tiger around. I quickly shinned back down the tree. I searched as far as I could see. I looked up here, I looked down there. At last I found my tiger's lair. It was a cave full of bright and beautiful things with chests of gold, diamond rings and human skulls with teeth and hair. Oh, there was many a marvellous thing in there. Just then I saw where my tiger lay upon a bed of straw and fresh hay. The tears still coursing down her cheeks. She looked like she had been slept for weeks. But I crept in close with a quiet glide and I lay me down there by her side. And she looked at me and I could see this tiger woman really loved me. Tiger's eyes burning bright like a white moon on a black, black night. Tiger woman so graceful and fair. I love tigers because tigers dare."
I think it's the first time I've ever heard booing in this room, but bad joke to do that. Like, can we have Seamus Harrington up next, please?
Open mic. Leave politics outside the door. You and your tree-hugging wimps, rent-a-crowd cynics. Staying PC is no concern of mine. You darken this doorway again with your skeptics and mink-loving lefties, sandals and pot, and I'll unleash my own heckler and cosh. Thank you.
Michelle, can I just say thank you, and then I'm going to have to go to bed. So.
Yeah, no problem.
I'd say very quickly, this is really rude. I'd love to stay, but I'm absolutely knackered, and I just want to go to bed. I just can't stay up any longer. But thanks very much for having me, and thanks for your poetry and your time. It's been lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. I didn't know we'd be that soon, but anyway.
the moon bowl. Across the great sea of violet, where it's cut so deep it bleeds clouds, there's a hole in the sky that glows up the ground, that glow that grows when you look upon. Smudged on the light bulb are two big paws that look like yours. Forgotten where you are and forgotten what you've done, you stare at the great moon bulb. Thank you.
I think everybody has that one friend that keeps ringing and texting 24/7, is that right?
No.
You're very lucky, Joe. You're very lucky.
Joe has no friend.
Okay, this is called Even the Devil Has to Obey God. The royal phone call has its own statistics. Texting over text, a heartfelt effort, immeasurable contacts over hearty tongues, knitting to wonder what that who the ASL is, infinite expense of what a friendship is, disposable subject phone into submission. Discomfortable design, hardly esteeming, putting personal effort into just a few cents. Probably sick and stupid, going on a sort of tangent. Rewarded by eventual contact, be that as it may. If only to shut up and go away. Silencing the diatribe behind all doubt. We shield to fashionable distance, taking no hints. An eventual phone call divests his scorn. Picking through blunders as glorified scale. Giving numbers at your peril, a sale forevermore. Sometimes politely calling a halt. Typical undersigned, under personal details, to crowd. Breeding indolence, reaching for better contacts. Punishing details, not giving on the phone. A dog under stress, not giving lightly. Sticking literature is your vast pocket. The feared call, hard text in unholy hours, ignore in person, greetings no longer abide. Thank you.
We leave Joe's number up on the door, so if anyone wants to hassle him daily, free of charge, sir, please.
Well, this was originally part of a poem called a satire, and I think possibly when I think about it, I might have been taking myself too seriously. I know, got rid of the first 12 lines, and I've come across, I come as far as something of recent political, fairly recent political interest, I suppose. Some leaders. They have strange origins, our leaders. From a shipboard romance, a bastard in New York, he is tall with some nobility and peasant certainty. A gardener's son, grown up near a college, church pool, might be called flexible, pear-shaped. Man of many birthplaces, known by initials, but derived from hillside man and a political priest. Seen in his native place, worried face of businessman, dance halls and dog food, a miserable old devil, said an uncle. Do they deserve credit, some credit, for their conduct of our affairs?
Can we get Elisa Slavadin? this is a work in progress, but yeah. It is spring, and the birds are falling, dropping dead, twisted necks, twisted wings, twisted legs. It is spring, and the birds are falling. Now, if I was a field full of flowers, our dreams would be warm on the bed sheets, our sleep would be warm on the pillows. But this is not a nightmare, we're not a dream. The swans are piling high beside my bed. Ducks on the swans, owls and coquettes, dropping dead, twisted necks, twisted wings, twisted legs. If you were not the ghost of ghosts, I could see your face as I free you of the birds and find some pain in your eyes as I put you down. Now, if you were not the ghost of ghosts, if you had a face and a kinder personality, I could find some soil in which to set my fingers, some truth of earth and not of flesh. But this is not a nightmare, and you're not a dream. So I put you down and wrap my legs around your neck and realize that you could be dead with a little more pressure. You could be dead with a little more effort. Now there's a type of violence that breeds love and a type of love that breeds violence, but to me it does not seem to matter. Now if you had a face and a name and a kinder personality, if you were some truth of earth and not of flesh, if I was a field full of flowers and not the skin of sand, you could put your hands on my slopes and eat my flowers. I could set my fingers and teeth in your green truth of earth. I would not dream of snapping your neck like I killed all these birds. Up next could we get our 5-word challenge winner, Jamie Lawton, please.
Find not everybody rhymes. I don't know why that is. All I can say is why I do, and what it is about rhyme that fits with a mind that sits in a mire mixed and attired with briars and sticks. A mess of conflict looking that it can't be fixed. But how else do you start? How do you create your art? How do you write what can hit me hard, what is in your mind, what is in your heart? Because for me it's hard to choose the words to use without a rule in place. I need a limit. I need some constraints. So what can I say that rhymes? What fits into 16 bars? By finding ways to make it hard, I can write what was in my heart. I can start to pull apart the hardened part of me that resists being described directly. Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie. We have John Tynan, please.
Wisdom vaulted to seep into the ether, prepared to remain in age with Solomon the Keeper. Until, unconscious in the moment, knowledge comes to one decreed, an ever-present dogma awaiting its release. Lips parting to impart a revelatory testament, original as a sin, sanctified by the ignorant. Missal, as the truth is allied to the dubious, enjoined with open heart, denied by shuttered soul. Sagacity, insight for eyes of none but old. Felicity, of shame to be embraced. Clarity, the joy of heavenly secret unveiled. Purity, deathbed innocence attained.
Thank you. I have a Jerry, I can't make out your surname. Oh, you're that's great.
It's got the anxiety's influence. It's you cunt.
So we'll just get two of the boys to finish us up there. Start off with Kieran. I have Kieran and Kieran, whoever wants to jump in.
You just tell us.
You're last minute, like, okay. I wasn't sure if you were sound
wrong,
so.
Sorry,
fight for it. This is about our animal nature. Cool. I think everyone is an animal, really. So, anyway,
Speak for yourself.
I will so. A beautiful thing to see latent animality spring to the surface, rabbits in headlights. We don't know ourselves as we strip every last slice of bread from the shelves for fear of no bread or toast. It's 3 a.m. feeding time at the zoo, my limbs still gently swaying to the last tune. Though through the fog and cigarette smoke, I spot a majestic fountain-climbing baboon. Emits an aura that I'd love to trade there and then as the night loudly fades, a natural habitat, grand parade. The waves of goodness cascade through the crowd as two nyardee stand sure and proud. Like clockwork, these herons keep an ever-watchful eye. Imagine what they've seen. Everything from the farce to the obscene and all of the in-between. I'm looking for rafters to swing from when I see the laughter held back with a smirkish smile. We all have our purpose in this zoological dream. On the cycle home, I hear the hyenas before I see them. Go past the commotion, then stop and watch like a curious pigeon. I wonder what potions they've had. It's a well-known fact that hyenas love pints. But these angsty, fearful ones have something else coursing through their veins. And a pigeon stands out in such circumstances and can be a potential target, tame. What are you, a guard? It's hard to hear on the ears, but as you do with any cue, best to acknowledge and remain true than to overstay a welcome, if any. And after all, I'm just a pigeon passing through. I give myself away the way I breathe. When I realise I'm not a guard, I turn and I politely take my leave. Grateful for the 10-second observation of yet another species. Enjoying a night off the clock, not far from drinking water at the lock.
Mm. Thanks, Gabe. Yeah,
Carol McCartney, so please. Thanks, Ma. Reproject. We are looking for an artist on whom we'll pin our hopes, and we will live through them, for our own lives are a hoax, and we'll just stay unhappy like those regular folks, unfulfilled and comfortable, numbed and provoked, but not called to action yet, as beneath doubt's cloak. We have lost all self-respect and we've begun to choke on the passion in our vision until clear dreams have broke. And now they just sound bitter, those words that you spoke. Either we've fallen for sweet dimness or the light's too bright. Our hearts have hardened and our bodies so tight. Losing all engagement with what's wrong and what's right, and the fires of the day burn blue smoke in the night. And we worship its beauty and pray for it to stay, but it was just a fleeting moment that's come and gone away. We grow stale in desire and linger in the grey, caught on the wire, snagged on our way. And the only path to freedom is to take a backward step. Engage with your spirit. Let your vision reflect. Embrace your emotions. With your spirit, reconnect. Turn again to face the future and reproject.